When we arrived, we learned that the name of the island was Malta. Its inhabitants treated us with extraordinary kindness. They welcomed us and built a fire for us because the weather was rainy and cold. Paul gathered some firewood and threw it into the fire. A snake came out, driven out by the heat, and hung onto his hand. When the inhabitants of the island saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer. For even though he survived the sea, justice will not allow him to live." But Paul shook off the snake into the fire and suffered no harm. The people were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly drop dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw that nothing happened to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. Near that place there were fields owned by Publius, the ruler of the island. He welcomed us into his home and showed us generous hospitality for 3 days. His father was ill in bed, suffering from fever and bloody diarrhea. Paul visited him and prayed to God for him. He placed his hands on him and healed him. When this happened, all the sick people on the island came to him and received healing. They honored us greatly, and at our departure they gave us what we needed. After 3 months, we sailed on a ship from Alexandria that had the twin gods as its figurehead. It had spent the winter in Malta. We reached the city of Syracuse and spent 3 days there. Then we sailed from there until we reached the city of Rhegium. The following day a south wind arose, and so we arrived on the third day at Puteoli. There we found some brothers, and they asked us to spend a week with them. In this way we went to Rome. The brothers there heard of our arrival, so they came to meet us at the market of Appius and in the area of the Three Taverns. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and was encouraged. When we arrived in Rome, the officer permitted Paul to live in a private dwelling with the soldier who was guarding him. 3 days later, Paul summoned the Jewish leaders together. When they had gathered, he said to them, "My brothers, I did nothing against our people or against the customs of our forefathers. Nevertheless, they arrested me in Jerusalem and handed me over to the Romans. They investigated my case and wanted to release me since I was not guilty of any crime worthy of death. But the leaders of the Jews protested, so I was forced to appeal my case to Caesar. But that does not mean that I'm pressing charges against my nation. For this reason, I asked to see you and speak with you. I am bound with this chain because of the hope of the children of Israel." They replied, "We have not received any messages from the region of Judea concerning you, and the brothers who came from there did not tell us anything bad about you. But we want to hear your views, because people everywhere are saying things against this sect." So they agreed to meet Paul on a specific day. They came to his residence with many others. He talked with them from morning until evening and explained to them the facts of the kingdom of God. He sought to convince them about the mission of Jesus, using the Torah of Moses and the writings of the prophets. Some were convinced by what he said, but some others refused to believe. So they disagreed among themselves. They began leaving after Paul had said to them, "The Holy Spirit spoke the truth when he said to your forefathers through the prophet Isaiah, 'Go to this people and say, however much you hear, you don't understand. However much you look, you don't see. For the heart of this people has hardened, their ears have become hard of hearing, and they have closed their eyes, otherwise, they could see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and return to me, and I would heal them. Therefore, I want you to know that God has sent his salvation to the Gentiles, and they will listen." After he said this, the Jews left his place, engaged in sharp arguments. Paul stayed 2 full years in the residence that he rented. He welcomed everyone who came to visit him. With boldness and without hindrance, he kept proclaiming the good news of the founding of the kingdom of God and teaching people about our Lord Jesus the Messiah.